4 AAE Mobile.
In 0GR.
TR, this is KR4 AAE. How you doing this afternoon, Tom?
Oh, pretty good. I needed someone to talk to. I was talking to Dave, X-Ray Hotel Sierra, and I butchered his call earlier, KB2. And I was in traffic, and I concentrated on one thing or another. I told him he needed to apply for a vanity call to keep from confusing us old-timers. Oh, we just been across town to the VA clinic and stopped at Wally World on the way back, and now headed down to the daughter's to take her some aid.
You guys have had a fun-filled day so far of here, there, everywhere. Fresh eggs, man. I'll tell you what, fresh eggs versus a store-bought egg. I love some fresh eggs when I can get them.
It's better. We got a real weird one this morning. It's teardrop shaped, and never seen anything like that in my life. But one of them did something weird today. That's very unusual. They lay big brown eggs, and boy, they are different. What is that you said about a fresh one versus one that's you've had for a while when you throw them in the skillet?
The white red zone.
You want a fresh one?
Yeah. No,
I don't. Oh. If you get an older egg that's a few days old, and it's much bigger, right?
Well, yeah, it spreads.
It spreads out more. And if you get a one that was just laid that day, it don't spread out that much. Bernice knows, she's the one that makes the eggs.
So on how the eggs react in a pan, I could always tell by size and taste, but I never knew about how far they spread out. Next time I'm cooking some eggs, I'll have to compare that. Sounding good. I heard you and Dave chatting earlier, and I was heading to Home Depot to pick up a couple things so I could get my antenna project rolling again.
Project outside I wanted to do today. The ground's still a bit muddy. We got 0.05 of an inch of rain. High. Not very much. But they say this afternoon we could get some pretty good rain. I hope they're right. We sure need it. And we just reseeded the lawn and fertilized it and aerated it. And the kids done it for us. And want to see that grass grow. Fescue's a pain in the butt. You got to do that every year. And it's just growing like weeds out there now. I mean to tell you, it's pretty. And it stays green all winter. But you got to mow it more.
Oh, yeah. I know about that tall fescue. I used to keep all my lawns green year-round, so I would overseed with either a tall fescue or a ryegrass or a bluegrass, and finally I said, I'm tired of mowing through the wintertime, so I'm not going to keep anything green year-round. I'll just let it go dormant, and if I really want it green, then I'll go get some green turf paint and paint it green and call it done.
That asphalt works better. When we moved down here, our front yard, well, the whole yard was like a desert. There's an elderly lady that owned the house before us. And the daughter owned Von Dr. of Greer for a while, her and the son-in-law, when they got laid off from GE for a few months. And there's a deer got run over. And they liked the fescue, but they got a sprinkler system, you know, and they want over $5,000 to put one in, and that ain't going to happen. And then they got to put in a different water meter for just the sprinkler system if you're on Blue Ridge water. And I think they charge you a fee every month whether you use it or not. so I, and that's out of the question.
Yeah, it's beneficial to have your own water meter in there for the irrigation so you don't get charged sewer and all that mess. Luckily we're Greenville Water where we are, so we don't have to worry about that. We just told them to put in another meter, and I'll get the other guys to do the connection, and so far so good. But yeah, it's hard to keep fescue alive, especially during the summertime when it gets hot. And I've done my fair share of redoing some lawns here and there, and there are some where I wish I didn't even touch. I should have just left it, left the weeds in there and let it grow.
Yeah, with Roundup for yards and spray the weeds, it works good. And I use the equivalent of it in the Spectracide. But you're right, in the summertime, my lawn starts going to heck, and my neighbor's is beautiful. It's Bermuda. And now he's trying to kill his, basically, by mowing it so short to make it go dormant. He says, there you are out there trying to make yours grow, Tom.
That Bermuda's very hard to kill. It's, I think it's classified as some type of weed. I can't remember what it was. I took some turf class, so you may need to know all this stuff. But it's actually classified as a weed, and believe it or not, it'll grow back. It'll grow anywhere if you just give it some water and some fertilizer. It's an amazing piece of grass.
It is a weed, and it tries to sneak into our fescue, and I have to go out there and spray it with a different spray. But it's it just crawls like crazy, and if you try to pull it up, it's got roots on it a mile long, seemed like.
They do. It definitely does. I've pulled up some runners, stolons, and rhizones, them, and had a full patch of grass within the end of the summer. So yeah, it definitely runs. It's great for the hot. It loves the heat and loves the sunshine. Loves fertilizer. So like I tell everybody, it's like, yeah, if you're mowing more than a couple times a week, you need to watch out on the fertilizer there, guys.
Two skeletons that must be 10 foot high, and they got two skeletons of dogs on a leash out in front of them. They're full size, man. I mean, it's big. I never see anything like that.
Like, you're in my neighborhood. Me and the neighbors, we do have some giant skeletons and dogs on leashes and skeletons doing some crazy things like riding bicycles or doing something they shouldn't with, they should not with a ladder. I think one's holding a chainsaw and cutting down a tree limb. And, yeah, you know that story.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, we got to run. We're down here at the Daughters. And nice talking to you, and catch you down the line. KR4-AAE-0TR73.
Chatting with you, Tom. You sounded good. Looks like your recovery's going good. So I'll catch you a little bit later. And 0TR KR4 AAE clear.
CQ. This is KR4 GHB.
KR4 GHB. This is KR4 AAE.
Hello there. This is my first transmission on the Greenville Tower. I'm really excited to finally be able to speak online and actually hear somebody. Thank you for returning my call.
You are very welcome. Welcome to the hobby. It is a fun one. This repeater is pretty active in the mornings, and there is a net at 9 p.m. Every day of the week. So if you're interested, stop in, check in, and lots of friendly people on here.
KR4, AAA, this is Kim Lowe, KR4, GHB. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Kim. The name is Steven on this end, and the call sign is Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo. And it's always nice to hear new voices on the repeater.
Thank you. I guess this is KR4GHB. I just got my technician license, and I'm working on getting general license. It's a little bit harder, but I'm hoping eventually to be able to be a part of the ARES network. This is KR4GHB out. Thank you.
Good luck on the on getting the general. It opens up a whole nother world of frequencies and things you can do. But I have arrived at my QTH, so I need to hop out of the car here. Hope to hear you back on the repeater sometime soon. KR4GHB, KR4AAE. I'll be clear on your final.